Game previews presented by Ryan Kelly. Visit him at thehomeloanexpert.com. Schnucks, need groceries? Think local, think Schnucks. And by Hotshot Sports Bar and Grill. The Cardinals, a dramatic 8-7 win last night. Mike Shildt now 7-0 at Busch Stadium in the first game of a home series. Last two games, three innings with runs, 15 innings without runs. But the three innings with runs were all extremely crooked. Five runs in the seventh on Sunday, four runs in the fourth last night, and another four runs in the eighth, highlighted by Matt Adams.
Adams, a drive, deep right, at the wall. Do it yourself, big man. Do it. Three-run homer, Matt Adams. Yes.
The type of team this team is, you know, we're gonna keep fighting until the last out's recorded, and that's what we did tonight. We strung together some good ABs, and you know, our pitching staff did a good job keeping those guys from crossing plate too many times, and we just played good Cardinal baseball. Yeah, you know, runners on first and third. I was in that spot earlier on and chased some pitches, and you know, that at bat, I was trying to tell myself to calm down and you know, get a pitch up over the plate, and I didn't miss it. It's a blast. You know, a lot of fighting these guys, a lot of energy each and every night, and it's just fun showing up to the ballpark, you know, being in the race that we're in right now, and you know, every game means a lot, and we're coming out here and you know, playing hard.
And it is taken by the shortstop DeYoung, and
excited about Wainwright, you know, getting us through five innings, and guys fought back to tie it, and of course Adams, a three-run homer was huge, give us the lead, and add on after that with Ozuna's hit, and you know, it was a big at-bat by Bader as well, good at-bat by Colton right before that as well.
Adams with the big blast in the game. John Brebbia took the win. He's now 2-3. Carlos Martinez the save, number three. Some of the news that came out of last night, certainly Adam Wainwright. Still working out some of the kinks, but the Cardinals don't have a chance to come back if he doesn't blaze through the end of that start. Fourth inning, three up, three down, nine pitches. Fifth inning, three up, three down, 12 pitches. Today on Mondays with Mo, with John Mozeliak, the Cardinals president of baseball operations, I asked him about his thoughts on the start of Adam Wainwright.
I think a couple things come to mind. One is, you know, just getting to see him out there and to see the appreciation of our fan base for really what he's meant to this organization, I think was really sort of a cool moment. But more importantly, he competed. You know, you look at his peripherals and they were okay. Certainly he got hit a little bit, but I don't think that's something we haven't seen before with other pitchers. So I really feel like yesterday was a positive step. And you know, I know some people are going to hear this and say that that's not true and they're going to disagree with me, but that's okay. I feel like based on how he pitched, it wouldn't surprise me if he gets another start.
I was curious, Mo, to ask you about that, if it's another start. But I noticed in the first inning, you know, he's around 91, 92, and then it progressively got maybe a tick or two lower as he went. And I was saying on the air last night, hey, he's shown he can still get people out. And if they give him a start, great. But certainly he's shown that if you need him for an inning or two, that's a viable option. So I guess at this point, everything's on the table when you consider the next move with Adam Wainwright.
No, I think that's right. But, you know, when you look at someone with his competitiveness, his pedigree, his big game ability, you know, last night he could have caved. I mean, it could have got worse, but he kept us in it. And, you know, fortunately for us, we put up some runs and we ended up being back in that game. And you know, at the end we won it. But you know, anytime you got someone that's giving you a start, that's what you want to see. And you know, I think it was his first time back in the big leagues in almost 4 months. So, you know, I think you got to allow some learning curve there in terms of just getting back up to major league speed. But I think he adjusted pretty well. And overall, I was excited to see that.
Hear the entire conversation with John Mozeliak at ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. The Cardinals send Miles Michaelis to the mound tonight. Michaelis has been pitching very well, coming off a win his last time out against Washington. Meanwhile, Joe Musgrove, this year 17-8, 6-8, and an ERA under 4 for the Pirates. This is presented by Hot Shots, proud home of sports fans in St. Louis for over 28 years. 11 area locations. You're always close to a Hot Shots no matter where you are. Swing by for great food, cold drinks, all the games all the time. Get more info. Find a Hotshots near you at hotshotsnet.com.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. There's never been a better time to look at a refinance. Maybe it's time to get rid of the PMI or get some cash out to pay off the credit cards. 5 minutes could save you $500 a month. Thehomeloanexpert.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Hey, St. Louis, Dan McLaughlin here, and I have a scoop for you. Download the Schnucks Rewards app. Trust me, it'll pay off. You shop at Schnucks like normal, earn points on almost everything in the store, and redeem the points for money off. Easy as that. If earning money off your groceries wasn't enough, it also has cool features to make shopping at Schnucks even easier. You can locate items in the store, refill prescriptions, check the weekly ad. It's a grocery game changer. So download Schnucks Rewards from the App Store or Google Play and start saving today. Not only are the Cardinals playing well, but on scoopsofdannymac.com, I had the minor league report. Peoria has advanced in postseason play in the minor leagues. So has Memphis. Stubby Clapp doing it with a team that primarily wasn't there this year. Majority of his Memphis club with the Cardinals. Brian Walton on the status of Stubby Clapp.
I went on record before, you know, the postseason to say, hey, listen, if this Memphis roster as it is, and you know, of course, I don't want to insult the players there. These are still very good players, but they're not the same caliber. It's not the same team that won last year. It's not the same team that started this year. So, you know, if they somehow find some way to beat the Fresno Grizzlies in this five-game finals, I mean, that says a lot, I think, for the job that the manager and his coaching staff did getting those players ready.
We have baseball coming up tonight. The Pittsburgh Pirates, the St. Louis Cardinals game number two. This is presented by Ryan Kelly, Hot Shots, and Schnucks. Get the new Matt Carpenter salsa at Schnucks. 6:30 with the pregame show on Fox Sports Midwest. Jim Hayes has all the news of the day. Hope to see you then.